The compact aims to make it tougher for states outside of the Great Lakes region to get water from the lakes. The bill, overwhelmingly passed by the state legislature, also sets up ways for Wisconsin communities that straddle the Great Lakes basin to apply to get drinking water from the lakes, as long as the communities return their treated wastewater to the basin. Waukesha Mayor Larry Nelson says his city is preparing its application, but is still working on the science.
Our next step is to finish the research on what's the best way to do a return flow to a tributary. Until we do that, we won't be ready. But when we are ready, we'll have a very public discussion with our citizens, with our Water Utility Commission, and our Common Council before we ask for approval. But I would hope within the next 6 months or so.
Nelson says Waukesha is looking at piping its treated wastewater to the Menominee or Root Rivers in southeast Wisconsin. Both flow into Lake Michigan. He says under the Wisconsin measure, Waukesha won't have to wait for the remaining two or three Great Lakes states or Congress to ratify the compact. Governor Doyle acknowledges Waukesha or other straddling communities face a challenge, but he says the challenge is less under the compact agreement.
I think they recognize Waukesha County without the compact really had no chance ever of getting any water from the Great Lakes, even if they returned it, because the other states were simply not going to permit that to happen.
Bell predicts the language of the compact would stand up to any court challenge. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.